Hi, is that really you? I think there might be a ghost haunting my place. Oh, I know you're not wearing the costume yet, silly, but I haven't seen you in a while. Here, give me a hug. I missed you. I guess you're right. I don't usually say these kinds of things, do I? It's been so long, it's hard to spend so much time without your bestie. Anyway, come in. You know, if I was superstitious, I'd be thinking we got some kind of Halloween curse by now. We've been trying to hang out for, what, the whole month? And every single time we had to cancel for some dumb reason. Yeah, remember when both our cars broke down in the same day? I mean, what even are the odds of that? That was so stupid. But don't worry, I double-checked everything this time. I ordered my costume beforehand, checked if the car is working, made sure I haven't lost my keys. Nothing is gonna stop us from finally having some fun together. Hey, I'm not jinxing it. Come on, you don't really believe these things, do you? All right. How about we start putting our costumes on then? It's kinda early, but like you said, better not risk it, right? Is it fine if I go first? I'm probably gonna take a little longer than you to get ready. Great. I'll just grab this big box and there we go. I'm gonna go to my room and close the door, okay? See you again in a bit. Hey, can you come here for a second? No, please don't look in. I only opened the door so you can hear me. Sorry, I know I'm being weird, but would you be mad at me if we canceled again? I was so worried about everything else that I forgot to open the box and check the costume. And guess what? They sent me the wrong one. Maybe we really are cursed. No, you are not getting it. They sent me a bunny girl costume instead of the one I ordered. You know, like the Playboy bunny. I tried it just to be sure, and I can't. There is no way I can go out wearing this. It probably sounds like I'm exaggerating, but you know what? It's honestly easier if I just come out and show you. See? It's ridiculous. I could accept, you know, a bit of cleavage, but even if I don't like it, but this costume was an inch smaller, my nipples would be showing. Sorry. I'm just a little frustrated. I mean, I just wanted to spend some time with my best friend. Is that so much to ask for? It's nice of you to say that, but don't give up on having fun just because of me. I'll be here when you're back. It's fine, I promise. You know, you always know how to make me feel better, don't you? Okay, if you insist being with me is the most fun part, we can stay at home together. Maybe have our own little costume party, just the two of us. Oh, that. Well, yeah, my costume is a little, but it's fine if it's only you seeing me. I trust you. Like, not to be weird about it, that's what I meant. Now, go put your costume on so we can start, okay? You look really good. Honestly, I know you choose something that fits you. Come, sit on the couch with me. Since it's Halloween, we could watch some spooky movies together. How about this one? Hey, what do you mean Sharknado is not a horror movie? Fine, maybe I'm a little afraid of the real scary ones, but I could try. It's my fault we're stuck at home in the first place, so. Of course it is. I mean, sure, the store got my order wrong, but I should have checked earlier. Also, that costume wouldn't look so obscene on me if my body wasn't like this. Come on, you know it's true. When a petite girl wears something like this, I mean, sure, it's sexy, but it's the classy kind of sexy. When I wear this, it's like there's 10 pounds of tits spilling out, and it looks like I'm trying to show my ass off. It's a little embarrassing, don't you think? Sorry, I know you don't like when I put myself down, but sometimes I wish I wasn't like this, though. I keep hearing from other girls that they're jealous of my body, that I would have guys fawning over me if I didn't hide it so much, but I don't want all of that attention. I mean, of course, I want to get a boyfriend one day, but not like that. Hey, you just can't say something like that out of nowhere. I'm not even sure if that was a cute way to comfort me or a pervy comment. Yes? You're a jerk sometimes, you know? Yeah, I mean, I guess you managed to make me laugh. Thank you. Did you really mean it though? That I'll make my future boyfriend very happy. I'll admit I didn't expect that. Coming from you, even if it was a joke. No, I'm not offended, of course not, but I never see you stare at me like other guys do. And I'm not sure if you're trying to be respectful or you just don't find me attractive. Well, hypothetically, if you wanted to stare at me, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe I really meant that earlier. That it's fine if it's you. What do you think? Do you like them? My boobs. It makes me feel a little bit better about them if they make you happy. And if you really insisted, I would let you touch them, maybe. Please touch me. I had to take my bra off to make the costume fit, so just touch me. I mean, sorry, that was so forward. I don't know what came over me. No, I don't want you to stop. I'm finally feeling your hands on me, and it feels so good. I've been wanting this for a while. You're the only guy I've practically been begging to thirst over me. It must be so wrong having these thoughts about your best friend. But I can't help but. You've been having them too. For real. Well, I need to let that sink in. If you want me this much, can I sit on your lap? And that way you can feel me better. There. Now you can feel my thighs straddling you. You kissed me. Does that mean you want me? You want me to be yours? I'm already yours. I always wanted to be. I always wanted to be. Please keep kissing me. And do you like it? How my tits feel? I hope they're not too big. I mean, they don't even fit in your hand. It seems like you really do like them a lot, though. You're getting so hard. Why did this costume have to be so thin? I can feel you rub against me down there. always something I can try to do. Just for you. Please. Take the top of your costume off. I'll go all the way down here, okay? On my knees. And I'll sit down. Facing me. And... take your pants off, please. Well, I figured that since you love my tits so much that maybe you'd like to feel them around your cock. Like this. Does it feel good? I want to make you feel good, sir. Is it fine if I call you that, sir? I'm already dressed up like this, so I thought I could be your bunny girl for tonight. Sorry if it's, weird, but... And if you like it, then that's what I am, sir. I'm your busty little bunny girl, and I'm here to please you. Close your eyes, okay? And feel them. These huge tits around your cock. I might not be very good at this, but at least I've got the right tools for the job, right? What? You want me to squeeze them with my hands? Yes, sir. Anything you ask. Is that better? I'm squeezing them tight and pressing them against you. Moving up and down. Oh, you started rocking your hips. I'm glad I'm making you so eager, sir. Yeah. Yeah, fuck my tits, sir. They're all yours. This bunny girl belongs to you now. Please. Do it more. I want to feel this more. Your cock's so hard and warm, and it's so perfect, sir. That's it. Use my tits to feel good. There you go. Oh, wait. Are you getting close? I'm sorry, but I'll have to stop you then, sir. I can't make you come yet. Because, I need to be bred. Feeling your touch and that nice cock between my tits. It got me in a bit of heat, sir, and this body's in heat for you. You see? You didn't even touch my pussy, and there's juice dripping out of this little suit. I'll lie down on the couch here and lift my legs all the way up for you. No. Please, sir, breed me. Come on top of me and make me yours, please. Please. So don't apologize. That's what I wanted. I'm so wet. I wanted you to shove it all inside me. Cock feels so amazing. I've been needing it for too long, sir. Please keep fucking me. Fuck me like the good little horny bunny I am. That's right, sir. I am your little fuck bunny. I was made for you to fuck, sir. That's right, sir. I am your little fuck bunny. Feeling your weight on top of me, sir. Yes. How you pressed my bunny against the couch when you found me. Fuck. Fuck. Harder. Harder. I need it harder, baby. I'll wrap my legs around you now. Please breed me like your little fuck bunny baby. As hard as you can. Please. Please. Are you gonna come? Sir. Please. I want it all in my pussy, sir. Please. Can you come inside me? I'm gonna fuck. I'm gonna come too. Please. Please shove it inside me and fill me up. Fill me up while you can. While I come all over your cock, please. Yes. Yes. Braid me. Braid me, please. I'm coming. I'm coming. Take a breather, okay? But you can stay on top of me. I like how it feels. I did all that before even confessing to you or even asking you out. That's so embarrassing. Are you sure it's fine? I don't want you to get the wrong impression of me. Yeah, I guess you're right. Hard to hold back when you're with the person you like. And I really, really like you. When are we now exactly? I don't think platonic besties do the things that we did. Of course, I want to be your girlfriend. I mean, I think I've wanted that ever since a month after we met. But I'm so happy you asked. Thank you for always being so amazing to me. Thank you, sir. I didn't mean to say that. Sorry, I might have got a little lost in the character. About that, I can pay to keep the bunny costume if you want. For future uses. Oh, you'd love that, huh? That's good to know.